Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's Rochelle Viteris. I'm sitting here with one of my wonderful designers, Steve Flanagan. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks, Rochelle.
Thank you so much for joining me. Now, today we have a really special project that we're getting ready to promote. It's the College of Education building at Cal State University, San Bernardino. And this is Steve's baby. Steve, how long did it take you to work on this project, to design it?
Well, this project is really a project that we're very proud of. It took a very long time, even from the very beginning when we started. The program was much larger than it currently is. And so we had to work through sort of a scope and budget issue at the very beginning, something we did with the user groups, and they helped to decide what went into the building, what didn't. So from the very first meetings, we talked about the size of this building and the appropriate program functions to create the new home for the College of Education. Because before we came along and built this building, the College of Education was located scattered throughout the campus, so students would have to go to several different buildings just to register for classes and to get their information. So this was going to be a project that provided a new home. Actually, it provides a campus within a building that's located within the university context.
And just for those that aren't familiar, who were the user groups for this building?
Well, it consisted of a wide range of people. First, we start off with the dean of the College of Education, and then several of the key leaders of the different departments. There's five different departments that are housed within this building, student services, key faculty members, IT members, people that could help with different opinions for each of the areas of the building. So we work with them diligently. They argued amongst each other about key design attributes, and really it was a holistic approach to design this building that would work for not only the students, but for the faculty, for the administration of the College of Education, and also for the maintenance and facilities staff that has to take care of this building for the next 50 years.
That's really important that you've got everybody's opinions involved. Now, I've seen this project. It's out in San Bernardino, so I want you to describe the terrain and the weather. And, I mean, it's awe-inspiring to see this project. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, take us there visually through audio.
One of the greatest things when we first went to this campus to interview for the project is seeing where the building was going to be located. In San Bernardino, a lot of people might know, but it's really in a desert environment. It's the high desert of Southern California. And so very extreme weather conditions from hot and cold and very severe winds. And one of the key parts of this was the building was going to be located right in the center of the campus, located off the Camphor Walk, which is a main pedestrian walkway that all the students sort of connect from parking to all their classes and to other amenities on the campus. And then also it was going to be located adjacent to the future master plan extension of the campus mall. So a big part of the reason, a big reason this building is orientated the way it is so that the long side of it and the division suites actually access right out onto the future campus mall. And so being located there in the center of campus, right next to the hills of San Bernardino, to where a lot of these faculty offices and the administration, the dean's office, can actually take advantage of the beautiful and wonderful views that are the San Bernardino Mountains. Another thing that we had to consider in designing this is because of the extreme weather, we had to really be cognizant of where the sun was, where the wind was coming from. Very strong winds that have knocked people off of stair towers. And so the idea that we protect faculty and students and visitors to this building from those harsh elements, in particular the wind, really help shape our building and locate entries to where they're protected. Also, stairways where they're easily identified were pulled outside the building. Normally, those would just be exterior stairways, but because of the winds, we enclosed them and we sort of created an area that we'd like to call social crossroads, where students and faculty can meet, hang out, take advantage of the wonderful views through the three stories of glass to the mountains. So again, not only the faculty members who are sitting in their office are enjoying those views, but students who are going to and from classes are also getting a chance and opportunity to enjoy those views. We have a seat wall that's at the bottom of those stairs that allows students to hang out, study for class. Some people have even taken a nap there. So really a great feature.